The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Jessica Alister. The Golden Gophers are 51-3 this season and ended Big Ten play with a 22-1 record, winning their last 22 games while earning their first conference title since 1991. Minnesota will be the number one seed in this week's Big Ten tournament and will meet the winner of the Northwestern-Purdue game in Friday's first quarterfinal at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. If you could open with a quick statement, then we'll take questions from the media.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. We're excited to get out to Ann Arbor and start the next phase of the season. You know, it's a tremendous stadium, a wonderful fan base, and there's no doubt in my mind they're going to put on a first-class operation. So we're excited to start the postseason.
Thanks very much, Coach. Now let's open it up for questions from the media.
Our next question comes from the line of Jace Frederick with St. Paul Pioneers Press.
Hey, Coach. Just wanted to, obviously, going to Ann Arbor to the Big Ten tournament this weekend, does that bring back any memories of a year ago and Sarah G and kind of the performance she had to get you guys that title?
I think we've had some success in the Big Ten tournament the last couple of years, and I think there's some excitement that goes along with that. But at the same time, we are very aware that it's a new year, a new teams, a new challenge, and we're staying in the present, and we're excited to get out there and start to compete.
Just a quick follow-up on that. Where does that performance rank in everything that you've seen from Sarah Groenewegen throughout her career?
I mean, that was one of her best. You know, just a gutsy 36 hours through a couple of rain delays and extra innings and tough opponents and opponents that have seen her before and, you know, a long season. She emotionally and physically left it all out on the field, and it was unbelievable.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from the line of Joe Christensen with Star Tribune.
Hey, Jess. With Sarah pitching all 24 innings last year at the tournament, do you feel like your pitching staff's at a different position this year, giving you more options this weekend?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the whole season's been different. We're absolutely a pitching staff, and Sarah's putting together the best year she's ever had, and that's what's a big part, I think, of allowing her to be able to do that. So we've been a staff all year, and we intend to be a staff moving forward.
Do you know if you could I obviously got to focus on game one, but if you get to game two, would you foresee kind of playing it out the way you did during the regular season?
There's a lot of things up in the air right now, including who our opponent's going to be. So we're not exactly sure what that's going to look like. And that probably changes every time that we as a coaching staff meet. So I don't know exactly what our rotation's going to look like, but you're going to see us use our staff.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
As a reminder, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thanks again for joining us, and good luck at this week's tournament.
Thank you.